Thank you very much indeed, Ms. Obol. You identified as the two biggest challenges, and that's what we really have to work against: attitude and perception. Humanitarian action is not, cannot be effective if it is not inclusive. I would now like to turn to, back to Ms. Tuitupu Arnold. As Pacific communities prepare for addressing increasing impacts from climate change, what are some of the legislative and policy changes that need to take place at the national level that can better support local actors to be prepared to lead and respond to disasters?
Thank you. As I mentioned earlier...
Microphone, please.
As I mentioned earlier,